From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm David Green. For more than 6 months, Iraq has been locked in a political stalemate. But there are signs now of change. The current prime minister, Nouri al-Maliki, is beginning to shore up support for a coalition, one that would allow him to stay in the top job for a second term. That's despite the fact that his party lost by a narrow margin in general elections last March. Maliki's list of supporters includes two countries that don't often find themselves on the same team, the U.S. and Iran. NPR's Kelly McEvers reports from Baghdad.
Parsing out what's happening in Iraqi politics is like reading between the lines of an Iraqi play. In this performance, the title of which translates roughly to laughter, playfulness, seriousness, and love, a member of parliament gives a speech with grammatical errors. The implication is that politicians are illiterate and stupid. Later, he appears to be shocked to hear that an Iraqi family only gets a few hours of electricity each day. The underlying meaning? Politicians are disconnected from the people. This kind of cynicism about the political elite is the norm these days in Iraq, especially as negotiations to form a government drag on. Outside Iraq, though, things do seem to be progressing, if you read between the lines. Take a recent visit to Syria by one of Prime Minister Maliki's senior negotiators. On the surface, it looked like a thawing in what recently were tense relations between Iraq and Syria. What it really means is Iraq's neighbors are starting to get behind Maliki and his bid for a second term, says Tha'ir Feili, a member of Maliki's party.
There is major change in our neighbors' policy. That's what we saw. We welcome that change, obviously. That's became not in Syria only, but Iran as well.
Shiite-majority Iran originally backed the Shiite political bloc called the Iraqi National Alliance. But that bloc so far has failed to present a candidate who can get widespread support. Now Maliki is proposing to join with the alliance and share some power with its members. This super Shiite bloc could assemble almost enough seats in parliament to form a government. Iran hasn't publicly said it's happy with this arrangement, but press reports here suggest a super Shiite majority might be a done deal, says Tha'ir Feili.
I believe Iran changed their policy toward Iraq, and I think they're looking for more stability in Iraq. Non-stable Iraq will affect them as well.
American officials, too, want a stable Iraq. They don't publicly back a candidate either. Privately, though, they've long been pushing for Maliki to stay in the top job as long as he shares some power with his main rival in the election, Ayad Alawi. He's a secular Shiite who has the backing of the country's Sunnis. American officials say they want a government that represents all Iraqis. The American plan would put Alawi in charge of a new National Security Council that would set and review policy on security, the national budget, and oil exports. But there's no guarantee Alawi will accept such a post. And if he does, many doubt the council would wield any real power, says Alawi spokesman Rahim Al-Shamari.
In the real ground, it has no effect at all. It's only an advisory council, so its resolutions are not binding.
Either way, this support of Maliki by both Iran and the U.S. all of a sudden puts two longtime rivals in the same camp. Yost Hilterman is an Iraq analyst with the International Crisis Group. He says that doesn't mean Iran and the U.S. ultimately have the same goals.
See, the person of Maliki is less important to both the United States and Iran. What is important to Iran is that it be a Shiite from the Shiite Islamist parties. And what is important to the United States is that if it is such a person, and they will accept that, that the power be somewhat reduced in order to give the Sunnis a real and concrete material sense of power.
Whether this American version wins out, Hilterman says, depends on which country has more influence here. But that story has yet to play out all the way, even behind the scenes. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Baghdad.